Germ-free, COVID-free.
Sanitized for your protection.
Let's talk about that.
Do you remember the paper sash they would put over the toilet seat in hotels when we were kids? And I don't know if they still do that, but it's like, hey, if we put this on here, like it won some kind of beauty pageant or something.
Oh, man.
Miss Santa Fresh.
I was trying to think of a toilet company name, and I can't think of one right now.
Seinfeld used to have a bit about the 2,000 flushes guy.
Yeah.
He'd be like, 2,000 flushes. And he goes, you'd look at that guy's face, and you'd be like, that guy has stood over a toilet and flushed it 2,000 times. I 100% believe him. You could see by the seriousness on his face, like, this is toilets, people. We take it very seriously.
Oh, my goodness.
What happened to those sashes? It seems like those would make a comeback because it makes people feel better.
Yeah, I saw one the other day, I think.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Here's what bugs me a little bit. I don't like to be this guy, but because I don't stay in, like, nice hotels, but I stay in, like, the level between super nice and you might get bed bugs here. Because I used to realize, like, I used to get the cheapest hotel, Days Inn, whatever, Quality Inn. I don't want to besmirch names, but...
Wow, not sponsored.
They can be on the level of, like, it could be an okay one, it could be lookout. And I realized if I spent, like, $30 more a night, I don't have to worry if I have bed bugs.
Yeah.
If you stay in, like, a Hampton or Holiday Inn.
Yeah.
But I don't go, like, Ritz-Carlton. I don't know, like, we're super nice, because then I feel like I'm wasting money.
Yeah.
The margins are razor thin in a comedy career anyway. But again, here's one thing that bugs me, though. So if I go to one of those in-between kind of hotels, an IHG, whatever, you're in the thing. You're in the...
Also not a sponsor.
Hilton Garden Inn. If you go there and the toilet paper roll, you can tell they've not changed it out. It's less than half a roll. And they're just trying to, like, squeeze the last whatever out of that roll. And you get to be the person that's like, ew.
Yeah.
I feel maybe they fold the corners for you to an arrow point. Look at this, guys. It's brand new. No,
it's
not.
Do you want them to throw away a full roll of toilet paper just because you came?
I don't know about throw it away. Maybe they can use it in some other capacity. Maybe it goes into the guest bathroom in the lobby.
Well, there's a good idea. But rotate them. That's a lot of guests. You're going to rotate the toilet rolls. There's a lot of work you're bringing up.
That's true. And it's a lot more handling of the toilet paper.
Yeah. But in theory, it's sanitized because it's rolled upon itself, Johnny.
But someone could have feasibly touched the edge of my perforated square as they were tearing their perforated square.
But that's a very small surface area that they could have touched.
And it's porous, so it's absorbed. Oh, no, dude.
That's a good question. I wonder if they're still doing that during COVID.
And it could be touching my mucous membranes.
Wow.
Absorbing and resorbing. I don't know. We're not epidemiologists.
Could be touching my mucous membranes. That's funny.
I'm insane in my membranes.
Insane. Got no brains. We're traveling, by the way. We are getting a hotel on Friday night.
It's very exciting. Long road trip.
We're cutting it in half, though. Okay. So we don't have to.
You break up the drive.
Yeah, but I really...
How long is the drive?
7 hours.
Oh, that's... You're wimping out.
Then. Yeah.
But I've never done a road trip with, like, a little one.
Well, I mean, she's 12.
That's what I mean, but I guess, does she get stir crazy? Is that why you're breaking it up?
You know, to be honest with you, we like getting halfway there, and I don't know.
Halfway there is Alabama. You're just staying in Alabama somewhere.
I told Laura, I said...
Not to besmirch Alabama.
Sorry,
we
not
love
a sponsor.
Our Alabama listeners. Alabama, not a sponsor.
I said to her, I said, listen, if it will get us out of town quicker, I just want to be... There's something for me, whether it's a plane or a car... I want to see Nashville in the rearview mirror. It's not that I don't love it, but I'm ready to go. Like, I'm ready to... I don't want to sit around Friday night packing more. I'd rather get on the road and be... Like, vacation starts for me.
So you're in the plane looking in the rearview mirror. Is that what you're saying? Whether it's a plane or a car, I just want to put Nashville in my rearview mirror.
No, you don't have those mirrors on
you? You have, like, a little dental mirror that you stick out and be like, yep, it's back there.
You know, it's frustrating that you can't see more out of plane window than you can. You can't look forward.
In my administration, that will change. I appreciate your vote this
November.
Didn't
they have planes that were, like, totally wide where the seats were almost like a wing, like one big wing? You've seen those kinds of planes from, like, the 30s and 40s.
No.
And you could put the seats where we're all next to each other side by side facing forward as opposed to
I don't know. I think I remember seeing movies, though, where there was like a train car where you're facing someone else who's fat. I don't like that.
Yeah.
You ever done that? Have you ridden on a train where you're seeing that? Like, your legs are almost touching their legs
and
you're
staring straight at them? Stuff, yeah.
That's when you need a newspaper, an iPad, anything just to break that tension. Yeah, it's like you're playing celebrity password together.
Well, we talked last week about before you had phones. I guess people did just read newspapers in those situations or whatever.
Just a lot of crackling newspapers and yeah.
Are you ever with somebody who just wants to talk to strangers?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What's funny is, and I've talked about this before, I'm very introverted on planes. I put the earphones in right away. It's like a signal to the person next to me, like, this relationship is going to be very limited. And I appreciate you, and I hope that you're fine and your family's fine, but, like, I'm all full up on friends. But sometimes, one time I forgot my headphones, it was like a year or two ago, and I was like, oh, no. And then the guy struck up a conversation with me, and it's happened, like, two or three times, and every time I feel like I made a friend. Like, it's never a disaster.
Really?
It's always like, what an interesting person.
And you still don't do it as a practice.
And he probably walks away going, oh, never
what
again.
A disaster.
Never again.
Yeah, I'm that way too, but I'm usually like, ooh, I can work.
Because here's the thing. You would never want to strike it up right in the beginning. Depending on the length of the flight, it could go real bad, and then you have 2 hours. Uh-huh. So if you're going to do it, I say wait till 30 minutes before landing.
Yeah.
That way you get that. You leave them wanting more.
Yeah.
Because if you go, it's like 3 hours to Detroit or whatever, and you're like, yeah, anyway, what do you do? And you're like, I'm a comedian. Or like in the old days, I would have said, I work for a church. And they're like, well, I'm a devout atheist, and here's why God's not real. And then you have 3 hours of that.
Yeah.
So, you know, you might wanted to wait 30 minutes before. You make your succinct arguments for the existence of God, and then you immediately run to your bag. The relationship's over once that bell dings. We all know that.
Oh, yeah.
That's the old
pushing each other down.
Ellen used to have a bit about that. You'd be like, the minute that bell dings, it's like, boom, they're up. And you're like, whoa, Nana, you were talking about your grandkids.
People who spring to their feet once the plane stops drive me.
It's ridiculous.
And they stand like...
Talk about a hurry up and wait.
We just can't get out. And you're going to... And then the ones who try to break line, they try to get ahead. Like, that's very offensive to me.
And then sometimes they'll look back and be like, I've got a connection. We all have connections,
that's
lady.
That's right, dang it.
And you punch them right in the face. No, you don't. That's not.
Yeah, my father-in-law loves talking to strangers. He's one of those kinds of people. Yeah. Although, we were at a restaurant.
That's a generational thing, though, right? Probably.
I think he talks more than Grammy does. But, like, he's just very, very extroverted. He's the kind of guy.
He's a jovial person without being fat.
I think.
You know, I would call him jovial.
He is jovial.
But normally jovial means, like, jolly. You don't say jovial about skinny
people.
You
could be a skinny, jovial person. I don't think that there's any
association. I'm not saying he's skinny. I'm saying he's not fat. He's very...
Wow, you're afraid to call him skinny, too. I hope he listens.
He's very fit. He's personable.
One time I walked up, I went to Home Depot with him one time, and it was one of those things, I went to get something, and I walked back up, and he was just... Obviously, I've been talking to somebody for a long time.
Yeah.
And he kept talking for another 5-10 minutes, and we left, and he goes, well, I guess you just look like him. And walked off. Yeah.
Like, it wasn't the right person. But now he knows too.
But he's still engaged in like a 20-minute conversation with a guy that he thought looked like somebody that he knew. Like, it didn't deter him at all. Like, he was like, okay. And I thought, wow, that's not me.
And now whoever it is knows they have a doppelganger.
Yeah. I'd be like, but what do they talk about for that long? Like, just to strike up. And I actually am pretty personable. I'd say I'm an introvert, but I do talk to strangers a lot. It happens.
Not supposed to. We were told not to talk to strangers. Well,
that's true.
Say no to drugs. Don't talk to strangers.
Yeah. Yeah. If a stranger offers you drugs, it's like the double whammy.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I just don't. I don't know. I do. It's sad. I'm very selfish with my time on planes. Like, I do want that time. Because it's a perfect work time.
Well, I'm a little anxious still on planes. So I think I like having my mind, because I'm kind of in that seat, and I'm very long-legged, so I'm touching the back of the next seat unless I found the exit.
Jovial, some might say.
And no, they wouldn't. And I'm kind of going, like, I need a distraction for the next couple hours, so I'm going to dial into this, whatever I'm listening to. And the person next to me can't possibly offer me that. They can't be as interesting as this
Netflix.
Podcast or Netflix or whatever. So,
yeah. You know, the first time I ever watched The Office was on a plane on
really?
A missions trip, I think. It was the first one of those long American Airlines flights to Bolivia in the middle of the night or something. They were playing a couple. They kept replaying the same Office episodes, you know, and over and over again, like the NBC thing does.
Yeah.
And that's when I got into The Office. So I came home from that mission trip where God changed people's
lives. That's all you remembered from the mission trip.
What I remember is The Office. No, it was great. Those are great trips, man. We had some great trips down there together. How many times did you go? Three
times, I believe, yeah. Coach Abamba.
I think I went 6 or 7. That's three or four better than yours. Wow. So yeah, let's just say you love children and orphans like at a three.
Okay.
And I love them at like a 6 out of 7.
Interesting.
So that's, there's a continuum.
I've got a sash for you. I kept it from the last hotel stay. What if that was our reward? Like that's what our righteousness is to God. You know, we're always like, we did it, God. And God's like, here's your sash.
Right.
Sanitized for your protection. We've been sanitized. That's it, though.
It's pretty close to scripture.
We're just going to break it off and throw it away. That's basically what we do in heaven anyway. So it really is. That's probably what it's basically. Our crowns in heaven are basically.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Do you think there's going to be like a big pile of, throw them all at his feet? That's a big pile of crowns.
I don't know. I will say this. I know we're going to throw them at his feet. I'm going to wear it for a minute. You know, like I want to, is there a full length mirror? I need to know.
You need to know what you look like at a crown.
I
want to
see what, like get a selfie.
Right. Like.
Then I'll throw it at the feet.
See, you know.
Is there a time limit? Is like if I keep it too long? Do I,
oh my goodness. Yeah. Awkward. You're the one
it
guy.
It is awkward.
Yeah. The whole number of people.
Everybody else immediately threw it at his feet. I'm like, this guy was over here modeling.
Well, it's a number that can't be numbered, the Bible says. And you're the one guy. It would stand
I'm on
out.
A catwalk somewhere.
He's a,
I'm sashaying.
He's a crown model.
Yeah.
I really think in heaven, I don't know the whole cast his feet thing. I do think that we retain something.
So
that.
your Christian band would be retaining crowns.
Retain.
Is that what you're saying? It's a different way to go theologically.
It's completely. Yeah. What was their first?
Their first song was "If We Are the Body."
We are the body.
We are the body. So I know the guitar player for that band. His name is Juan DeVivo.
Did you tell him that we used to think that it was a cuss word in that first song?
Oh, I thought you were saying. Did you tell him? We thought Juan DeVivo was a cuss word. No, I don't know what you're.
You don't remember the cuss word?
No,
I can't say it. Then.
Oh well, then never mind.
It's. How's it go? I don't know that song very well.
Why
are our loves telling them there is a way?
Yeah.
Remember that?
Why is our love not showing them there is a way?
Showing them. But the way he says them, it sounds like he's saying D-A-M-N, there
no,
is
it
a
doesn't.
Way.
Well, that doesn't even make any sense, though.
Why is our love not showing them? Why is our love not showing?
There
is a way. That's what it sounds like.
I've never heard this. We've never had this conversation.
We have, and you've forgotten it. Johnny, we used to laugh about it all the time.
I don't remember this.
if we were to play it right now, and you listen to it, his inflection on that emphasis of that syllable, I'm telling you, it sounds... Anyway, sorry. So you know the guitar player.
Yeah, he came to a show of mine in Macon. And we talk on Twitter a lot, and we've done a couple of little... whatever, webcast thingies together. Super nice guy.
Webcast thingies.
Yeah, like I did a show with John Brandon called the Quarantine Comics or Comics Quarantine, Starving Comics and Quarantine something. When the quarantine first started, we were doing like these shows. And Juwan was on one of those and he's a great guy.
Yeah.
And great guitar player.
Oh.
And I'll tell him what you think about...
No, please don't.
Retaining.
Retaining crowns.
Retaining crowns.
Oh, that's very funny.
Well.
Yeah, I never, they, I don't know.
But yeah, so you're going to go, where are you going now? To Gulf Shores? Destin?
Okaloosa Island.
This sounds made up.
Okaloosa Island. It's where Tom Sawyer lives. No, it is right there. You can like see the bridge to Destin.
Yeah.
Which sounds like the bridge to, sounds like another.
Terabithia. Yeah.
But yeah, it's like between Fort Walton and Destin. But I think it's like the bridge, you come down, there's an island or an inlet or something that is, I'm sorry, I'm not up on my coastal geography terms, but it's like a like an area right near there. So, yep. And we're going to have a good time. My mom is going to go with us. We're flying her down. So.
Oh, the whole family.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. So y'all have like a condo?
We got a condo. Yep.
Do you think the water is going to be too cold, though?
So I've been praying the temperature up.
Is that how, how it works?
It was like 72 2 weeks ago. It was supposed to be cold.
You just mean in general, like global warming-wise.
Right,
praying
you
for
can
calamities
correctly,
and natural disasters. Right.
And God has no problem answering my prayers and hurting the world. So it is funny when I prayed for this, because I do pray about little things and big things. And some people are like, somebody, my wife was laughing. She was like, how narcissistic to pray about whatever I was praying about.
Right. If you're praying for no rain, then you're praying like someplace, somebody's farm could be devastated.
So when I go in to pray for this, it's like,
Lord, don't let it rain on the Vols kickoff. And then some farmer's like, please, Lord, God, my corn starving. Or whatever. Yeah,
my corn. So I
don't know if anyone's ever prayed, please, God, my corn. I don't know if it's anywhere. That's a direct prayer. That's a quote.
Please, God.
That's from the Common Book of Prayer.
And so,
if you'll turn in your faces to
everyone out loud, I'll say the first part. You repeat, please, God, my corn. And it's great. So, yeah, I'll pray like, God, yeah. I really did pray this, God. So, as is pleasing unto you and as possible, I'm not asking like that you do anything that hurts anybody else, but if you could make it, if it doesn't bother anything else in the universe,
oh boy,
for us to have good weather, to be safe and healthy. And have a good time. Yeah. And you'll bless this trip. Now, again, I'm not asking you not to like, you know, divert a hurricane to go hurt somebody else or something. I'm just saying if we could if they could all be fine too, I'm praying for that as well. Mm-hmm. Like I'm praying that the world does well and that we do well. So why not both, Johnny? Why does it have to be either or?
Man.
You're a part of this either or culture. I'm asking for both and. I do not want a hurricane to destroy anyone's life. And I'd like to have good weather for the 1 week I'm going to be at the beach. And Johnny, if that's narcissistic,
well, but you'll still be at the condo either way. Like, if you ever had the beach trip where it rains every day and you're stuck in the condo, it's not the best.
Uh-uh.
It's hard not to feel sorry for yourself while also feeling privileged.
Right, but you don't understand. My wife is the one. If we get rain at the beach, like I could be okay.
Yeah,
like I could
right because you'll just go right in your.
I could take a hoodie and you know go. You know, no, like it needs to be scolding. Scalding.
She'll be
scalding
is what's going
to
be doing.
Scalding hot. It needs to be like.
I think scalding's only liquid, right?
Well, I'm telling you though, she wants
scalding ocean water. That seems
all up. She wants to.
We're headed there.
Be
if you
burning.
Believe in the,
okay. She wants to be burning. She wants. You know, it needs to be like really, really hot. So we spent almost our whole time at the beach, and we're those people. So, so for her sake. You know, and mine, but I'm praying,
But, I mean, you waited pretty late in the game to go if you wanted that.
We go fall break all the time. It's in the 90s. So, right now, it's going to be it's going to be 80s, like low 80s.
That's not scalding.
No, it's not. But
you will not be
it's going to be very sunny. And in the sun, Johnny, it'll be warmer.
Yeah.
So, you know.
You'll come back all tan.
I don't know.
No.
I was tan last year, but this year no. I've just let it all go. In fact, I ate a sandwich with you before we did this.
You did? I couldn't believe it. A Schlotzky's.
Like a bunch of bread. And you noticed, I ate the sandwich.
The bread is the best part.
And there was leftover bread, and I ate the leftover bread. Like
you ate the whole sandwich?
I ate the whole.
That's a big sandwich, too.
Whole sandwich.
It's heavy. Like when she handed me the bag, I was like, this is going inside our bodies. It's so heavy.
Right. We are going to be this much heavier, at least, after having eaten it.
There was a story that came out today that. I can't remember if it's like the Supreme Court of the United States, but it said the Supreme Court ruled against Subway because they've determined that the Subway cannot call their bread anymore because it contains too much sugar. Like it's literally not even bread anymore.
What?
I'm serious. I can find the story, but like evidently Subway's bread is so sweet that it's not bread, John.
But. Bread has sugar in it.
Yeah, but this is like there's a limit. I think when you're going to call yourself something like it's basically you're eating pie with ham on it.
Listen, this doesn't sound that bad to me. But when you're
eating the old
bill yourself as a fitness food kind of.
Well, that's the thing. It's Subway Eat Fresh, and it's not fresh. It's cold.
Should be
cuts.
Subway Eat Sugar. That's what they should be saying.
Yeah. Hang on, I'm going to find the story.
I hope this is true, because we just besmirched Subway now.
Supreme Court rules that bread used by Subway is too sugary to meet the legal definition of bread. I don't know exactly what that means. Do they have to stop calling it bread?
There's got to be more to the story, Johnny. Don't you Paul Harvey this mess.
So, and now, the rest of the story. That wasn't bad. The rolls used in Subway's hot sandwiches contain too much sugar to be considered bread, according to Ireland's Supreme Court.
Okay. That's an important detail.
It is. Ireland's Supreme Court, which they've always had it in for Subway. I knew it was some liberal agenda to take our meatball sandwiches away.
Oh,
boy, these Irish people. The Ireland's Highest Court, made the ruling in a case about how the bread is taxed. An Irish franchisee of the U.S. company had claimed it should not pay VAT, whatever that is, on the rolls it uses in heated sandwiches, but the court ruled that because of the level of sugar in the rolls, they cannot be taxed as bread, which is classed as a staple product with zero VAT. So, ingredients, blah, blah, blah. So I wonder if...
So the taxation on a staple product is different than a taxation on a
in Ireland anyway. So I wonder if that would mean like, because you know the schlotzkies we just ate had, that had to have something. That's not
just bread. I put a couple extra packets on it.
You do?
Yeah.
But I use Splenda, so it's better for me. Oh, okay. It's made from sugar. It's made from... Yeah. Well, you don't use sugar. Like when you get an unsweet tea, you just drink it like a...
That's correct. With lemon.
Brutal.
Yeah.
Just like a punch in the mouth.
No, I love it.
When people say unsweet tea is awful, that's what they mean. They assume that I don't sweeten it with artificial sweetener. They're like, unsweet tea is the worst. They're thinking of you drinking it just like black coffee.
I'm drinking it, and they're thinking of me drinking it.
Yeah.
Like tea is meant to be.
No, but tea is meant to be with sugar. And of course, in England, they put milk in it.
This is the exact...
They make it just like coffee, with sugar, milk, and...
This is the exact opposite argument you use against coffee all the time. You're now breaking your own logic, because you always act like, well, anything, but you got to put a bunch of sugar in, blah, 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 blah. And now you're telling me that's how tea, the only way the tea works is to have the
sweetener. I don't understand how you can palate it.
Johnny, I love it.
It's better than just water, though?
Yeah.
It's like strong. See, it's like water that hurts you.
You have so much sugar in your diet now.
I do.
You can't taste the nuances of the flavoring of tea versus just water. Like you've overstimulated your taste buds and you've trained your palate to not taste nuance.
Or maybe you're pouring sewage into your head and I've given you a stern warning that you won't heed.
No, man, I like tea. I like unsweet tea.
But have you had sweet tea? Because, man.
I grew up on sweet tea. You got to realize, Johnny.
Yeah, you were weaned on sweet tea.
Let me tell you right now. Man, I'm a sugary guy. So last night, by the way, for my anniversary.
So you're back on because you feel like, here's what most people would do. They'd say like, hey, the vacation's coming up where I'm going to let it all go. I should have a week of just straight and narrow. What you're doing is, look, it's getting ready to fall off anyway.
Yeah.
I'm getting ready to just...
I was on the straight and narrow.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say who, but others others make it. Others did not want to do that. And so what's the point? Like, I was
it
like,
it happened
the
other day because I went out. I went to Sadie's game, which we need to tell that story. So I'm going to Sadie's volleyball game, her last JV game of the year. And then we went to Chili's after, all together with the driver family. And I noticed that Laura ordered first, and then you didn't hear her order, and then it's time for you to order last, and you go, what did you get? And like, it's so funny because I always say that. The first person to order sets the tone.
Yeah.
Are we on the diet? Are we off the diet?
Yeah.
I need permission from you.
Right.
I don't want to be the one.
No. I'll hold you responsible.
It's a standoff.
Yeah. So like, if I ever get heart disease, I'm going to turn to her and go, I can't believe you did this.
And she had got like a chicken cheese avocado mess, but she held the bun and had, now that you had that information, you knew, okay, I'm going to be expected to hold my own here and get something that's...
Oh, I got a steak, didn't I?
Yeah.
Yeah, and vegetables. Yeah.
But I'm saying, like, if she had said, bring it all, the bun, bring me some fries, what would you have gotten?
I think I would have eaten right that night regardless.
Really?
Yeah.
Just to shame her.
No. I do it all the time. I can stay on the straight and narrow. This week I did not. And so, like, it's so funny. Because we're going to celebrate the anniversary, you know, while we're gone.
Yeah.
But you know what I had in the bed to celebrate my anniversary last night?
John, please. This show.
This is a family-friendly show. Johnny, I ate a Choco Taco. We had Choco Tacos in the freezer, which I love Choco Tacos.
Oh my gosh, they're so good.
There's something about it. I don't know why it's better than like a normal ice cream.
The textures, the chewiness of the cone.
You know, I think what it is, Johnny, is in a normal ice cream cone, you don't get an equal distribution because the cone has less in it. You don't have the toppings down in the cone. With a Choco Taco, you can bite into the side of it and get a bite of everything from the toppings.
But you got to be careful that it doesn't squirt out the back like a real taco.
You do. That's why
you got to be mindful.
I kept the bottom in the package, you know.
Oh, you keep the package as your...
Yeah, so it's like a little built-in napkin. So
let's tell the Sadie story. So we go to the game, and I've been to a volleyball game in a long time. And, of course, masks all around before you even ask, listeners. I mean, the kids didn't have masks.
No, they did when they're on the bench.
Yeah, on the bench they
did. It's Wilson County mandates.
So they're playing, and it's 2 out of 3 games. So they win the first game pretty easily.
Yeah.
and I ask you, hey, is this other team, like, are we going to beat this team? You're like, we're better than this team, but you never know. We play down to our competition sometimes. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
Sure enough, they get down in the second game. Sadie's doing well, though.
Yeah.
She's playing good.
Yeah.
She served a couple of times by now. She would serve two times, and then she would miss a serve.
She had the one killer hit, like, to the back
Yes,
line.
She
yeah,
did.
She went up and, yeah.
But, like, as far as holding serve, she wasn't holding serve for, like, a ton of serves up to yeah. this point. So then they get to game two. They're down. Game point for the other team, 24. They have, like, 19, right?
24-19.
24-19.
You got to win by two.
Then they get the ball back. Now it's Sadie's serve.
And again, to be clear, and I told you there, at this age, because there's a point that goes every play.
Right.
So if anyone serves on the net, it's a point for the other team.
Yeah, you don't have to hold serve to get
and
points.
There's never a time that one of these teams at any age is going to go six in a row without making a mistake. You'd have
Correct.
To be mistake-free in
yes.
order for the other team not to win now.
Right. So she gets the serve, and I'm already looking at you like the music is playing in my head.
And I told you, I was like, it's going to be game three.
Rocky. Yeah, because you were like, this is over. We're going to have game three. It's going to be the rubber match or whatever, 1-1. And I'm like, Sadie's got this. I just had a feeling like, I'm here. Oh, I was feeling it.
Yeah.
But she has to get six serves just to hold, just to make it deuce or whatever you'd call it.
Six
right?
serves.
Five serves would have made it. Five serves would have tied it.
Right.
She needs seven serves to win.
Correct.
So I'm like, oh boy, here we go. She starts railing them off. And when she got to the one where it was to tie, I leaned forward. And my phone was on my... And it's a quiet gym. Because everybody's like, you know, being respectful for the kids. There's very little cheering even after points because you don't want to like razz the other team.
Right.
I lean forward and my cell phone drops off my leg right as she's in her back, like her back
nice
motion.
Her toss, yeah.
And it lands on this metal bleacher. Boom! And you look over at me like, oh my gosh. And luckily, thank God,
Jesus.
The serve made it over. It was another ace.
Yeah.
Or the girl couldn't return it or whatever. And then everybody's clapping. And I don't know if anybody else heard it, but you looked over at me and go, why don't you drop your phone in the middle of my daughter's backswing? If she had missed that whole rally. Because they came back and won the game. She won it on like eight straight serves.
She served seven straight
seven
serves.
Straight.
And they were six of them aces.
And unbelievable. Yeah. And even when we talked to her about the restaurant, I don't think she heard it.
She didn't know.
But it was loud. Because those metal bleachers.
If she would have missed it, it would have been probably a better story.
Oh, gosh.
Even though I wanted them to win, you know, but. No, Sadie.
I would have climbed under the bleachers.
It was so funny, man. Bang! I was like, oh my gosh.
Because I just kind of leaned forward like, is this really happening?
Well, it was cool because Sadie, they all ran and cheered around her, you know. And I don't think she understands that she, you know, she really, it doesn't happen in volleyball a lot. It's the equivalent of a walk-off.
Yeah, she rallied them back
she
to victory.
Stepped out, and she'd had a couple missed plays defensively, which for that age, I think for anybody, it's hard to shake that off.
Yeah.
I was super proud. Because she shook it off and stepped up there and,
it
did,
was
her,
unbelievable.
And just did her business.
And
know?
It's so cool because I never had a moment like that in sports.
Yeah, oh, I didn't either.
So, like, to see somebody have that, it's just, then you were there and it's so cool. So,
I have
congratulations,
these, like,
Sadie.
I have these crazy memories of, like, I remember playing a scrimmage in PE one time with a bunch of high schoolers, basketball.
Yeah.
And we had a clock running for some reason.
Uh-huh.
And I was on a fast break. We were down by three.
Uh-huh.
And this is crazy. This is how shame sticks with you. And so... Some senior, I don't know why I was the one who broke away. They threw the ball to me. It's like the clock's about to expire.
Right,
I'm right at the 3-point line. For some reason, I dribbled once. I took one step with a dribble, like one step in front of the 3-point line, shot it and swished it at the buzzer, and we lost by one.
Oh, man.
And the seniors, I remember, were so, you know.
Like, why would you not shoot a three there?
What are you doing, stupid? You know, because I made the shot.
Yeah.
I just took.
Maybe you couldn't throw it that far. How young were you?
No, I could have easily. That's what I'm saying. It was basically a 3-pointer. I just stepped 6 inches in front of the line for some reason. Instinctively, I dribbled to not walk, basically.
Right.
Instead of just catching it and pulling up. To this day, Johnny. Oh, my goodness.
That could have been your moment.
The shame is so deep.
And your daughter broke the curse.
She did. I mean, I don't know. It's an interesting equivalent.
You passed on your terrible sports decision genes, and she was like, no,
I'm
sir.
I'm not doing this.
I'm not doing this.
My daddy.
Today, this changes.
You know what's crazy is she was upset after the game, And it was really sweet. She's had such a good...
When she came over, yeah, she was kind of teary-eyed because she was like, this is the last game with the JV team.
She loved her team so much.
Yeah, that's great, though.
That's
the best thing about sports.
It is. And we played volleyball a long time where that was not always the case. You know, every season's different or every team's different. They were just been very, very kind. She goes to, you know, a new middle school this year, public middle school up in Gladeville, which is crazy. We don't live in Gladeville, but... such a nice school, nice teachers, and the kids have been so nice. He's made a lot of friends, and so yeah, we were super. Like that was just, it was fun. She won the game, but she also, you know, had this great experience with the kids. Yeah. You know, so it was a lot of fun. So yeah,
it's great. She was the hero. They carried her off on her shoulders.
They did. I wanted to almost picked her up.
Wouldn't that be something?
Yeah, me and you could have done it and embarrassed her. You know?
Next time.
I think I sang for She's a Jolly Good Fellow in the parking lot. So, but
I think you did. But that doesn't, doesn't really make any sense.
But nobody can deny. So anyway, we hope that you can't deny either, listener.
You're jolly good fellows.
That's right. We've had a great time today listening to the podcast. And so appreciate you being a part of it. Make sure you check out our website at...
TalkAboutThatPodcast.com.
And there you can find all the platforms. You can share it with your friends, your neighbors.
Go to Patreon, kick in a few shekels.
Yeah, go check out ways you can sponsor and be a part of that. And make sure you follow Johnny on all of his socials and follow me on my socials. Send us topics. Send us things that you want to think about or talk about or explore in depth in ways you have never done before. We're the ones who are here to do that, to just talk endlessly to whatever it is that you want us to talk about. So, hey, listener, means a lot that you join us every week, and look forward to doing it again next week here on
Talk About That.
Have you ever attempted to read the entire Bible? Did you do it, or did you only make it partway? I'm John Stonge, and I host a podcast that will make it possible for you to make it through the entire Bible, one chapter at a time. I've been hosting the Chapter a Day audio Bible podcast since 2015, and every single day of the week, I read one chapter of Scripture, then follow that up with a time of prayer. And if you're looking for daily insights and inspiration directly from God's Word, I hope you'll give the Chapter a Day audio Bible a listen. You can find it at lifeaudio.com or on your favorite podcasting app.